106.5 Mountain FM, it's Rob Murray. Our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert, has written a story in this week's Rocky Mountain Outlook. Can more fire rescue staffing study suggest changes for busy summer? What's this one about?
Over the past 10 years, Canmore Fire Rescue has seen increasing calls. They respond to fire alarms, motor vehicle accidents, cleanups, gas line breaks, obviously structure fires or outdoor fires like the one last week. And they respond as a first responder and to assist our ambulance services with our advanced life support. So they're really busy. When it comes to getting them out of the fire hall and to a scene, there are some standards in terms of timing for that. And the town of Canmore has hired a consultant to do a staffing study, which was presented to council this month. While it had some recommendations in the short term, for example, looking at staffing for the summer months when it's busier, it really is leading into a larger project underway now of a fire master plan. What this really means is that when you call them up and you have a fire and they respond, how many people arrive first determines what you can do. Two people can do certain things. Four people can do more. We currently staff two members at all times. What the staffing study suggests is that definitely worthwhile looking at four people. And if not four people all the time, four people in the summer. And the summer gets even crazier because all our wonderful paid on-call response firefighters who are members of our community and work their jobs, when their little buzzers go off saying that there's a response and they need everyone at the station, in the summertime, getting those people to the station is the first hurdle. If they're traveling through a busy downtown, their ability to get there fast is impeded by the fact that we have more people here. It's busier. So there was some suggestion of green lights that indicates the person in that vehicle is a firefighter trying to get to the station to respond.
What would be the budget implications of that?
Well, Rob, that is the most important question to be asking in all of this. And there are significant budget implications. Those numbers have to come back to council and will come back, I think, when this new master plan is complete.